A study published recently by researchers at UC Berkeley showed a correlation between fewer foggy days and fruit tree health.
All the farmers that do grow fruits and nuts need to have a certain minimum level of winter chill, and whether or not that's achieved is going to diminish into the future. That's for sure when we look at the climate projections. And I guess my point here is with less and less fog, it's less apt to achieve this winter chill.
Professor of biometeorology David Baldacci says along with warmer temperatures, sunlight is less obstructed.
Plants really respond to the temperature they experience. And when you don't have fog, you have direct sunlight on the buds and the shoots, and they'll actually be much warmer than air temperature. And so I think we have this switch from foggy, cloudy, low sunlight days where the air temperature and the shoot temperature are almost equal to sunny days where you have actually bud and shoot temperatures much warmer than the air temperature. You're going to have less chance of fulfilling this winter chill requirement.
Baldacci says some growers he has talked to have experienced significant changes.
They're dealing with cherries, and what they were experiencing last year was there was essentially no fog in the Central Valley. This is the Brentwood area. And what happened was a lot of the flowers and the infant fruit were essentially being aborted and just dying on the trees and didn't grow to full maturity, essentially. So they had a lot of loss of fruit set, essentially.
For AgnetWest.com, I'm Taylor Hillman.